This is Front Page PM. I'm Todd Hatton. Not long ago, there was an eye-opening report about the transfer of wealth that aging baby boomers would create, and the nonprofits took note. Next week, there is an educational program in Murray about the latest trends in philanthropy and how to harness them to enrich the quality of life in our area for generations to come. Kate Lochte has more.
Two donors, each giving $25,000 unrestricted seed money to the Murray Callaway Community Foundation, got the ball rolling for its goal of helping local nonprofits. Murray attorney Harold Hurt is board chair for the MCC Foundation, which is affiliated with the Community Foundation of West Kentucky. That foundation's director, Tony Watkins, is among speakers for the May 8th program called Philanthropy 360 Degrees. Mr. Hurt says Watkins and others serving on the Endow Kentucky Commission paved the way for philanthropy in the Commonwealth.
Tony Watkins will be talking to the group about the Kentucky Tax Credit. He was involved in the formation of that statute, which gives persons who make endowed gifts to a community foundation eligible for a Kentucky Tax Credit of up to 20% or at 20% of the first $50,000 of the gift. And by the way, that statute passed both the House and the Senate in the state of Kentucky unanimously, if you can believe it. It basically creates $500,000 a year in tax credit. It runs on the fiscal year for the state of Kentucky, so we're coming up on the end of the first year, June 30. And to this point, there's still over $100,000 of this tax credit available. And to this point, the Murray Callaway County Community Foundation has taken advantage of this tax credit more than any other community foundation in the state of Kentucky.
The principal speaker for Philanthropy 360 Degrees on May 8th is Murray State's visiting distinguished professor of nonprofit leadership, previously of the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, Dr. Bob Long. Dr. Long's mentoring has helped the Murray Callaway Community Foundation, as well as many other entities across the state and the nation, adopt best practices in building financially stable helping organizations. Mr. Hurt.
He recommended that we talk to some community foundations in other cities and other states and communities our size that also had universities. And so he, with all his contacts, arranged for three interviews. Our whole board interviewed the executive directors of these three community foundations in counties with populations very similar to Callaway County, and all of those cities had universities. And we learned all the do's and don'ts. We did all of that before we ever even started. We spent over a year in organizing our community foundation before we ever started to raise any funds.
The Murray Callaway Community Foundation just closed applications for its first round of building its endowed funds. Mr. Hurt explains how.
We decided we need to try to educate our local charities that endowed funds are the way of the future. Now, it's a long-range future, but at least it's the way of the future. So we took the $50,000 gifts that we had, and we then allocated $2,500 that we would match of any local charity that would set up an endowed fund, the first $2,500 that they put into their endowed fund. And we now have applications from 11 local charities and nonprofit groups, including the Murray Independent School District, that have applied, and we are now matching funds. Some of them are putting in $2,500. We've had a couple that put in $10,000. So we're actually basically taking this $50,000 gift, and it's going to be worth, you know, probably $125,000 or $30,000 in endowed funds for the future of Callaway County.
In addition to Dr. Bob Long and Tony Watkins, the Murray Callaway Community Foundation's program, Philanthropy 360 Degrees, Tuesday, May 8th, features Reggie LeGrand of the W.K. Kellogg Foundation and Mr. Hurt. There's a meet and greet at 5. The program runs from 5:30 to 6:30, and everyone's welcome at Rather Museum, North 16th and University Drive on the Murray campus. For WKMS News, I'm Kate Lochte.